But now where it was human, I wouldn't say.
Now, were these Yankees or Southerners that she killed?
Well, some of them was both, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mostly Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody more or less loved Aunt Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what would happen if they didn't walk, as little boy said, straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't mind plugging them.
Well, did she stay home or did she come to town?
She stayed home nearly all the time. Uh-huh. I never seen her away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she could travel, I don't know.
How did she get things that she needed? Did people bring them to her?
People bring them to her. Most of the time, she had that grandson.
Yeah.
Then he had
and he
some
got
children.
Killed.
And
oh, uh-huh.
His wife married a Sanford, and they always live right there close by.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as I know, there's one that carried her stuff. Well, back the way she was raised, and back most of her life there, you see, they'd buy in bulk where
mm-hmm.
you and I buy by the can.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have maybe 6 months' supply in the house. And I'm more or less buy that way now. And
well, it's cheaper to buy in big quantities.
I've got two. One of them 19 and a half, another than 20 deep freezers, perishable
mm-hmm.
stuff when it's on sale. And I buy it. Buy a half of I don't buy a cow, I buy a yearling.
Yeah.
And the other day I found some salmons that was good. $1.49. I believe it was four cans of that, and it come out $1.29. I went back and bought six more. And my wife asked me, says, what if it gets lower than that? I says, I'll go back and buy six more.
Why not?
So I keep her supply of canned goods and things, mostly at her request what she wants, and some of it's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Now, to get back to the mountains and things, what would you call a place where water pours over?
Pour off, or fall.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's the same thing?
It is.
Okay. And then how about a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Boat dock.
Okay. And I may have asked you the other day what road surfaces are around here.
No, I don't think you did.
Okay, would you tell me, please?
Well, start with just a straight soil, you know, and it's varied from place to place. Maybe right here it'll be sand, then gravel, and then the form of a clay, different kind of clay. They grade that thing up to make good roads, and then they put a base of gravel, and they'll wet it down and pack it. Then most of the surface roads that paved on that after it's graveled and fixed, that's all it used to have until a few years back. They went to put this asbestos, and some of them is chert. That's a form of a rock that's been crushed. And up north of us, 25 miles, is where they have lots of limestone. And they cut that limestone out and crush it. And they take that and spread over that. Then they put a seal of that of a tar-like stuff. I don't know what all was in it, but it'll stick and dry and form this black pavement. Then we have what they call plant mixing after it's been fixed with the gravel and this slag and been treated. Then they've put about an inch of this plant mix. And plant mix is about the only thing I know of that you can put on the concrete floor where there's a hole, and if you're taking, clean that